Welcome to Startup American News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm your host, Mike Hayes, along with my co-host, Ranjini Mukhopadhyay. And today we're going to introduce you to Andy Butler, CEO of Zuvo Water. Ranjini?
That's right, Mike. Zuvo Water is a really innovative filtration system that recently launched on Indiegogo. They have about 22 days left for their product called Stratus, which is a water filtration system you can stick onto your faucet. They've raised about $38,000, and their goal is $50,000. They're well on their way, and they're doing a really great job of differentiating themselves from other water filters in the market, like a Brita, for example. So basically, you can use their smartphone app, which connects directly to their water filtration system and tells you exactly how clean your water is and what the contaminants of your water are. So you can basically get rid of your bottled water. You can drink freely now just straight from your faucet.
You know, the app is so important because, like Andy said, they crowdsourced all of the information about the local water in different areas around the country. And one thing I learned from Andy is that, like politics, all water is local, and that's what makes this app so cool. Now, one thing about Andy is that he is a veteran of direct response and covering trade shows. And one thing that I asked him about was that people are a little bit concerned about all of the hard work involved in the crowdsourcing part of crowdfunding and the interactivity with the crowd and the group of professionals that they would network with at trade shows later on if their product was already produced and in their hands. And here's what Andy said.
Mike, you couldn't be more right on. I mean, I've done trade shows most of my career. They have their place and they have their value. The level of interaction that you get from a well-orchestrated, architected crowdfunding effort is orders of magnitude greater than anything you could do in trade shows. You just have a physical limitation. A trade show is 3 days long, 7 hours a day. Only a certain amount of people can stand in front of your booth in a given hour. And you're competing against everybody around you. When you're on the web, as you are with crowdfunding, you literally your interactions go up orders of magnitude.
So, Mike, Andy is completely right. Being able to go from a trade show and really go to an online presence really brings a larger crowd, a larger audience, and a bigger reach for the product itself. And being able to do crowdfunding really helps companies avoid certain mistakes that they might be making when they're doing things privately, investing privately, and just only including a limited number of people to help, you know, build the idea. I think that the main goal is that the crowdfunding platform allows users to kind of buy into the idea before you make any huge mistakes. And Andy definitely goes over in our interview some of the big mistakes and some of the big benefits of using a crowdfunding platform as opposed to just starting with private investment.
I see crowdfunding as the democratization of, you know, product development. And I actually think it's going to result in better products being developed that are conceived correctly so that, and it actually will help prevent people from going down a path of developing a product that has obvious limitations and then launching it and then having consumers dissatisfied, having unsuccessful entrepreneurs, et cetera. I see nothing but good coming from this crowdfunding phenomena that we're benefiting from right now.
Do you like clean water? If you'd like to be rewarded for helping yourself help Americans create new jobs that help the world, search Zuvo, Z-U-V-O. Get rewarded for donating to Zuvo and other job-creating projects. Visit Indiegogo.com. That's Indiegogo.com. We are committed to listening to the ever-expanding crowdfunding community. Do you have a question for us? We'd love to hear it. Hey, it may even end up being a blog post or a question that we answer right here in the show. You can email me, mike@startupamericanews.org. That's mike@startupamericanews.org. or visit our website, startupamericannews.org. Thanks for joining us.